Good morning. If you'd like to go ahead and turn to Romans 12. Thought about asking this morning for everyone to raise your hand if you struggle with pride, and then to say I wanted to speak to those who did not raise their hand. For just in not acknowledging a struggle with pride is pride. Romans 12:3 reads, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each member, to each a measure of faith." Of course, thinking more highly of oneself is pride. The immediate context here is among other believers, and we'll read some more verses in just a moment. I'll say that pride can start from a good thing, which is obedience. Perhaps you pride yourself on being a good parent or a good teacher. But I would ask, how does that compare to the teaching of Christ? Perhaps you're proud of your humility. But how does that compare to the humility of Christ, who was humbled to the point of the cross? Perhaps you give very generously. But how does that compare to the generosity of Christ? Perhaps you're proud of the way that you serve, doing things behind the scenes or humbly. But how does that compare to the service of Christ? I'm not trying to say we cannot feel we have pleased God with our actions. However, we must not allow ourselves to begin to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Continuing back into Romans, reading in chapter 12, verses 4 through 8, gives the rest of the context. "For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." In other parts of Scripture where Paul compares the body of believers to the human body, he specifically says, "The hand cannot say to the foot, I do not need you," or "the eye to the ear," or "I may have messed a couple of those up," but rather I think we're to bring humility into our body in all ways. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your house. We thank you for the opportunity to be among other believers. Pray that we would each have hearts that are humble before you, that we would constantly battle against pride, and that we would recognize that while we can do things for you, they're still just very small things compared to what you have done for us. May we never disparage or take lightly our fellow believers. May we never put ourselves on a pedestal where we don't belong to be. Amen.